Hey everyone, ready to dive in? Today we're taking a look at big data, specifically with this company, GVG. We got our hands on their whole strategy document, kind of fascinating stuff.
Yeah, their plan to upgrade is pretty interesting.
You know, you hear big data and you think, okay, Google, Amazon, right. But this is impacting everyone. GVG even mentions like catching up to the current market standards in this document. It's a big shift.
It is. They're playing catch up a little, but their approach seems solid.
So like, what's in it for us, right?
Right.
Why should we care about big data?
Well, think about it. More personalized experiences, better decisions from these companies.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
GVG is aiming for that sweet spot. They even mention data lakes and a whole business intelligence tool. Sounds a little buzzwordy, but intriguing. So help us out. What exactly is big data, and why is GVG making this big move?
It's a good question, and they actually explain it well in this document. Think of it like this. Imagine a giant library. Books everywhere, no system, overwhelming, right?
Chaos.
That's what companies like GVG are dealing with, but with data. Every second, traffic data, revenue streams, mobile money transactions, it's massive.
I can't even imagine trying to keep track of all that.
Exactly. They need a way to organize and analyze it all. It's beyond just spreadsheets at this point.
Right, so their old system just couldn't keep up. They mentioned something about databases of different modules in silos. What does that even mean?
Okay, so picture this separate filing cabinets for every single type of data.
Yeah.
Traffic data, one cabinet. Revenue, another. Mobile money, you guessed it, another cabinet.
So like a bunch of separate pieces.
Exactly. Each cabinet holds valuable info, but it's isolated. They call this the silo problem.
Like trying to solve a puzzle with half the pieces missing. They even have this diagram showing all these data sources, traffic probes, revenue monitoring, mobile money, even something called CEIR. It's a lot.
It's a mess. And that's where their old system failed. Couldn't connect the dots. But their big data solution, that's their game changer.
So this is where the data lake comes in, right? Sounds like their silver bullet in this document.
Exactly.
Yes.
It is. Think of it as a giant centralized reservoir.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
All those separate data streams,
yeah.
Traffic, revenue, you name it now, flow into one place.
Okay, so no more silos. Everything's connected. I'm guessing that makes analyzing and reporting way more powerful.
You got it. Having all that data in one place lets them get a complete picture of what's happening. Imagine the insights they can get now, analyzing everything together.
And they've got this whole visual in the document, the business intelligence tool, right in the middle of this data lake, like it's running the show.
It is. It is. But before we get there, they get kind of techie, you know, clustering of servers, containers, distributed storage.
Yeah, I kind of skimmed that part. What's the need to know there?
Okay, so think of it like this. GVG's data is like a busy city, right?
Okay, I'm with you.
Instead of everyone crammed on one platform, clustering, and these containers, they're like making sure everyone gets around, smooth transportation.
It's efficient.
Exactly. And then distributed storage, it's like having multiple warehouses, not all your eggs in one basket, prevents those data traffic jams.
So less crashing, more efficiency. Got it. They also use these terms high availability, load balancing, buzzwords. Or is there substance?
Oh, no. Those are crucial. Imagine trying to use GVG's service, right? And the system crashes.
Uh-oh. Not good.
High availability means there's backups. You don't even notice the interruption. And load balancing makes sure all those servers are working together. No one server gets overloaded.
Okay. So it keeps things running smoothly, even under pressure.
Exactly. And then there's scalability. So as GVG grows, handles even more data.
The system can grow with them.
Exactly. And of course, disaster recovery. Their plan to get back up and running if something bad happens.
They've thought of everything. It's like Fort Knox for data.
That's a good way to put it. They definitely want clients to feel confident. That's why they use phrases like unparalleled data processing capacity. They're proud of this.
It's true. They're showing off a bit with this document. It's like a marketing tool, not just internal stuff.
Oh, for sure. But they bring it all back to that business intelligence tool, you know?
Right, the big cheese. So what's the payoff for all this data power?
This tool is where it gets good. GVG is saying personalized reporting, deep analytics.
No way.
Even customization for users, all because of how it analyzes this huge amount of data.
So it's not just about collecting it. They're actually doing something with it, giving value to the client.
Exactly. They keep saying actionable insights, not just pretty reports, but information you can actually use.
And they're big on this compliance thing. Tailoring reports to specific compliance needs. Sounds like they're working with some serious industries.
Yeah, Makes you think, who are they working with?
Right. That compliance focus, got to be industries where data privacy is, like everything.
Finance, maybe. Healthcare.
Could be even government agencies, you know, places with strict regulations.
Okay, so we're talking sensitive data, high stakes. They're definitely positioning themselves as the trustworthy option.
Smart move. Data breaches are a huge deal these days. GVG's saying, we got this, basically.
So it's not just about the tech. It's about trust, being reliable, all that.
Exactly. And having that edge in a world that's, like, drowning in data.
Totally. So to sum it all up, GVG's going all in on big data, not just to be trendy, but to stay competitive. Yeah, they want to lead the pack. And this document, it's their way of showing how.
It's a good play, but they kind of leave us hanging, don't they? They talk about these actionable insights tailored to compliance, but what does that even mean in practice?
Right. What data are they scooping up? How are they actually using it? Big questions.
It makes you wonder. Well, that's the fun part, right? We get to speculate a little based on what we've learned.
Exactly. We've unpacked their strategy, the tech behind it. Hopefully, our listeners are thinking, what about other companies? Are they doing this too?
That's the point. Get those wheels turning. Big data isn't going anywhere, folks.
Nope. It's only getting bigger. Knowing how it's all used, that's powerful stuff.
Absolutely. So stay curious, keep digging, and thanks for joining us for another deep dive.